It's you.
Dude, come on, I was sleeping.
It's the middle of the night. You know I was sleeping. Yeah, I was surprised it was you. Because, no, I didn't see the car ID. Listen. I was sleeping. It's the middle of the night. I don't have my glasses on. I can't see caller ID. I don't know.
Oh my God.
I'm not being mean. Okay, maybe a little, whatever. It's the middle of the night. You know I'm too honest when I'm sleepy. Or when you like wake me up while I'm mid-sleep. Anyways, what's up, Buttercup? What's the jam, fam? What's the haps, caps? Why the late call? You okay? Alright, well, let's have a little chat about it then. Pull up a chair. Or be in bed, that works too, whatever. So, what is it like? Let's classify it, okay? Is it like general life stuff? Is it romantical in nature? Romantic issues, you say? What else? Like, did you wake up or are you still awake? Still awake, so you're like not sleeping because your big heart is all keeping your brain awake. Well, lucky for you, the doctor is in. Yeah, I am making a Peanuts reference, and excuse you, I am totally Lucy. What? I'm not the bird. What do you mean? Okay, yeah, sure, I do dance all the time, but. Okay, I guess I'm not mean. In the sense that I like, okay, like I wouldn't keep pulling the football away, but look, Charlie Brown, he's totally into that. He wants it. No, listen, he does, okay? Otherwise, why would he keep doing it? He's probably got like some massive unrequited love thing for Lucy. So he feels like he's gotta keep doing that just to spend time with her. Dummy. He should just take the football away. Then she'd be all like off kilter. No, I don't mean that he should play games. It's not. You know what I mean? You have to remind people sometimes that they only have that power because you've allowed it. It's a gift, but it's a gift that can be taken away. Like, how goblin made things should be given back to their makers.
Yeah. Like in Harry Potter. I'm not a nerd. This is common knowledge.
Just like how you shouldn't eat or drink anything the fairies give you, lest you be trapped forever. Yes, again, common knowledge. Okay, so you don't know these things. Fine, that's why you have me. You'd be lost without me. I'm a veritable font of knowledge. Not for bosom, sleepy, shut up. No, please don't actually shut up, though. Come on, you called me. You want to talk about something, and I know it's not stories. Okay, yes, the not sleeping. Well, I'm sorry, I wish I could help in a concrete way. If I could, I would pull down a handful of stars for you and scatter them across your ceiling. They would twinkle and shine softly, and with every blink, bits of stardust would fall on you, and that would slowly put you to sleep. Well, I'm glad that my talking has a similar effect, but you've not experienced stardust, so how can you really say? Exactly. You can't. Okay, so, romantic issues. I didn't know you were dating a new girl.
God. You tell me nothing. How rude. We talk like every single day.
What do you mean you didn't know to tell me? Is she someone I know? Oh my God. If you're involved in a romantic entanglement with that barista, I will be so mad. It's the only place that does that cute latte art. I need that place, okay? Don't fucking ruin the cafe for me. Oh God, don't ruin our places. I want to keep enjoying them with you. Yes, they are our places. I don't go to them with other people. Do you go to them with other people? I mean, I don't really go many places with other people. That's not the point. I wouldn't bring other people there to our places because they're our places. I know. I like that we have places too. It's nice. I never really had places with someone before. Oh, come on. You know I don't really date. Can't deal with all that. It sounds so boring. Going to meals or bars or movies. What if they pick something awful? What if they eat something awful? What if they eat loudly? What if they want to go to the loud theater? What if they drink something really snobby and they're like rude? No, I can't handle that. Yeah, I know that we do all those things together, but it's like I like doing that stuff with you because I like you. All obviously I like you. I wouldn't want to talk to you every day and see you almost every day if I thought you were a bore. I don't know why you talk about yourself so negatively. I like your face. It's a good face to have attached to your skull, which also contains a cool brain that is smart and funny and clever. And we can talk about anything, and you entertain my rambling nonsense, and that's very nice. Yes, you should know. I think very highly of you. I think the highest of you. Nothing, it's dumb, I'm tired. I should be asleep. You should be asleep. Together, we should be asleep. Oh, wait, what? No. I don't think we've ever slept in the same bed. Yeah, not even that time you got, like, really fucking plastered and slept over. Yeah, I put you in my bed, but I slept on the couch. I didn't want you to wake up to my gremlin face being all, like, creepy. Okay, sure, you'd say you'd like that now, but... fine. I'll accept it. You'd like waking up to me. I don't know, that's just... it's kind of, like, reserved for romantic things, isn't it? And I mean, it's just, we've been friends for so long. Okay, yeah, hypothetically, no, it's not crazy, but, okay, yes, we spend all our time together, and, oh, yeah, sure, we go to each other's Christmas parties, but, of course, I can see you in that way. Do I even need to say that? I mean, it's obvious. Look, you've had girlfriends and misguided dates the whole time we've known each other. Have I dated at all since we've been friends? Yeah. I say dating isn't for me, and I don't know, maybe it isn't, but, maybe I just, I don't know, maybe I just know what I want, who I want. What do you think I'm saying to you right now? What does it sound like I'm saying? It's you, it's you, it's all for you. Everything I do, I tell you all the time. Heaven is a place on earth with you. Tell me all the things you wanna do. Yeah, I just sleepy sang Lana to you. Deal with it. I love you, you big dumb idiot. Yes, I'm calling you an idiot, and I'm telling you that I love you. That's kind of how I roll. What? You love me too? Wait, what? What? No. didn't think you would or did or do. I'm sorry. I don't know what to say. I don't really feel tired anymore. Are you tired? No? Then why are we still talking on the phone? Come over. You know where the key is. And you know where I'll be.